Welcome to the Sophia's Insider Podcast. In each episode, we dive deep into topics like manifestation, self-confidence, astrology, deep healing, and all the good things that help you become the happiest, most powerful, and fulfilled version of yourself. And I am so excited about today's episode because I think it is one of the most important topics, and it is the blueprint to unshakable confidence. And at the end of this episode, I really want you to have a sense and an inner knowing that you are valuable and you are worthy and deserving of all the good things that you want. That is truly my goal for this episode, and that you go out into this world becoming more confident day by day. That is truly my goal for this episode. So I am so excited to dive into this topic with you. And before we start with my three key components to confidence, I really want you to understand that confidence doesn't have to look the same as someone else's idea of confidence. So your version of confidence might look different than mine, and that is completely okay. I know I was someone who was very shy. I didn't speak up for the things that I really believed in or really stood up for myself in any way. And I didn't like to have my picture taken. I really wanted to just blend into a wall. I didn't want people to perceive me so they couldn't judge me. That was truly my thing. I didn't want to be perceived so people wouldn't judge me. And I wish somebody would have given me those tips and this blueprint 10 years ago. Honestly, it would have changed my life. So I'm hoping to do that for you today. And that comes with realizing that your version of confidence doesn't have to look the same as someone else's. So for me, I wanted to become confident enough to wear what I want, to shave my head, to really be outspoken about the things I believe in, to stand up for myself. Those were my really key components and my key goals for in becoming confident. And my version of confidence was that version, you know, that vision. So really focus and ask yourself, what does confidence mean to you? What do you want your confidence to look like? You can be quiet, and you don't have to be, you know, outgoing and the center of attention to be confident. That is not what confidence is. It is not about someone else's perception of you. It is all about how you perceive yourself. And one really important thing that I understood, and really it blew my mind when I realized this, is that insecurity happens when you're constantly focused on others and what other people believe, what other people think. And confidence happens when you are more focused on yourself. So when you are someone who is, you know, you just want to have that quiet inner confidence, who can speak up in the moments that is necessary, but doesn't want to be that, you know, outgoing and loud and extroverted, then that is truly okay. So it is all about focusing on yourself in this episode. And we're going to start with the three key components to confidence, which are self-awareness, self-centeredness, and delusion. When you master all of these three things, I promise you, you will be the most confident person on earth, and no one, really no one, can rock your confidence. And I don't mean that there aren't days where you might feel insecure or have, you know, a bad day. That is okay. People who are confident still have insecurities, but they are secure in standing up for themselves and in knowing that they still deserve good things, even if they're insecure in a certain area of their life. They still know that they are worthy of love, even if they are insecure in a certain situation. So just understand that that unshakable confidence is also allowing yourself to be insecure in moments and still knowing that you are truly, truly, and deeply lovable. And we're going to get into the first tip the first point, which is self-awareness. And it is truly all about getting to know yourself and your uniqueness, because the more you, like I said, focus on yourself and who you are, what you like, what your version of a great life looks like, the more confident you will become. And it is very important that you start acting on those things that you realize about yourself. So one or two really important things for me as well were the thing about what are your values and what are your boundaries. Because for me, I realized I'm someone who really values when people stand up for other people who are feminists, who are pro-choice, who have a sense for equality and care about, who are empathetic and care about others, who have emotional intelligence, who have a healthy lifestyle and a sense of, you know, it's not about working out or being really into sports. It's more about, you know, I'm vegan, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't spend my days, you know, partying all the time. I love reading, I love going out into nature, and that is something I really value and really enjoy. So I want the people around me to enjoy the same things. It doesn't mean I don't love to turn up. Honestly, I love to twerk, I love to dance, but I don't need alcohol for that. So that is something I value in other people. I value people who have fun and can enjoy life and not be serious in one instance, but also know what is important in life and for who to stand up and what causes are really important to support. So those are my values, and I enjoy being in spaces where people share my values. And it will truly help you when you are in more spaces with people who share the same values as you. You will become more confident because you will realize that you are not the only person that thinks this way. And you will realize that you are not weird for the things that you think or the way that you are. You are truly the way you are supposed to be, and you're truly amazing the way you are. And that is why it is really important to get clear on your values and boundaries, so you know when situations, places, and experiences aren't for you. And you can say, you know what, you're a great person, I love this conversation, but we won't work friendship-wise, relationship-wise, it doesn't matter. But it is all about, does this experience align with who I am, what I value, and what is making me feel comfortable and good? Because you can never, especially in the beginning, it is all about when you're practicing quote unquote confidence and you are constantly in spaces where you feel wrong for who you are, it is more challenging to build up your confidence. So if there aren't people in your close proximity, like your friends or people at your work or your school, they don't share your values and your views on the world, then start looking on social media, start joining groups, following people online who align with the same values that you have, and you will realize that you are completely correct and amazing the way that you are. And that is really important for becoming more confident, realizing that there is nothing wrong with you the way you are, the way you think. You are perfect the way you are. So really align yourself more with situations, people, places, all of those things that align with what you value, so they can help support you being more confident in the person that you truly are and not in the person that you think you have to pretend to be. So it is about loving yourself right now and loving the person you are right now. If you want to make some changes and, you know, you want to become someone who is really into the gym or who's really becomes more conscious of their food, so vegan or whatever, then align yourself still with those people. If that is something you're not now, align yourself with those people. Get into conversations with those people because they will help you really appreciate yourself and they will help you become a person that you truly value and love. So remember, You don't need to be someone else. You don't need to be a future version of you. It is all about who you are right now, and it's all about what makes you feel good in this moment. And there might be situations where you will feel those insecurities come up again, but it is okay. You still can become someone who's unshakably confident. Another thing that really ties into self-awareness, a part of values and boundaries and aligning yourself with places and people that make you feel good, is also getting to know the deepest, most shameful and repressed parts of you. Because when you know yourself in a deep way, and when you know yourself and parts of you that you might not like sharing with other people, then you can start to get familiar with them and at some point accept them. Because when you accept those parts that you before thought were shameful, then you won't be as easily influenced by others, and no one can prey upon your insecurities. So it is really important. And one thing I love to do is shadow work, which really helped me realize parts of me that I repressed or I thought were shameful about myself and made me feel insecure and made me feel like those parts are parts I can never show to anybody, because if they knew, you know, if they knew, they would never like me. So it is really important. Like I said, shadow work is a great way to start. That's why I created my shadow work journal. I'll link it in this description. And those are the questions I use to become more aware of those, you know, deeper ashamed and repressed parts of myself, and use those parts, sit with them, become present with them, and in the most non-judgmental way, just be there for yourself in every facet of your being. Understand that you're multifaceted and that you are allowed to be. And that is really a journey. And I can make another episode about shadow work in, you know, in detail, but definitely, you know, my shadow work journal and just Googling shadow work, it will truly help you become a more accepting person of who you truly are. You will start to accept yourself. You will heal parts of you, and you will understand that honestly, there is nothing to be ashamed about. You will realize, yeah, I might have insecurities. I might have things that I'm ashamed about, and that is okay. You will integrate those parts and you will sit with those parts, and it will really help you become more unshakably confident. Because what I want you to realize, it is more about that inner knowing and that inner strength. Like I said, it is not about how you perceive to others and becoming very outgoing and loud and center of attention, if that's what you want. But at the same time, it is more about having that quiet, that inner knowing that no matter what happens, you know you're worthy and you know you are lovable. So shadow work is also, like I said, a great part of that self-awareness journey. Journaling is amazing. And mirror work as well, where you just sit in front of a mirror and you look yourself into your eyes. You can either do that with affirmations or just in silence, just sitting there looking at yourself, and you will feel emotions come up, and that is completely fine. It is completely correct. Even if you cry, even if you feel like, oh my God, I can't look myself in the eye for, you know, 5 minutes, just try it. Just sit with yourself. Even if it's 1 minute a day, then it's 2 minutes a day, and suddenly it's 5 or 10 minutes. Build your way up with just sitting with yourself and looking yourself into your own eyes in the mirror. I promise you it will change so much for yourself if you just sit with yourself, with your emotions. There is nothing to really do. It is not an exercise where you're like, okay, I need to be doing this and this and this. It is more about awareness and acceptance and just being present and sitting with yourself. And that is something I definitely recommend. So shadow work, journaling, mirror work, all of those things will help you gain a deeper sense of self and self-awareness. And this will help you create that really deep inner confidence. And what this is truly about, it is more about getting to know yourself without the influence of others. That is what the self-awareness part is truly about. And I want you to start to discern what is truly yours and what others have projected upon you. So what opinions others have projected upon you and what, you know, people think is correct for you. All of those things, we take them in, whether it's our parents, our friends, teachers, colleagues, anyone. It is really about being more in your own energy and getting to know yourself. And that is what point two, self-centeredness, plays a really big part in as well. Because when you go from self-awareness, which is really that deeper, that raunchy part of you, and you start to peel the layers back of what is important to you, what you feel ashamed about all of those things, that is one part. It is really important to sit and accept that part of yourself, and it is also really important to get more self-centered and getting to know what you truly like and dislike, and what do you like about yourself, what routines make you feel good, how do you like spending your time, what is important to you, how do you want to be loved. You can use those questions, which I grouped into self-centeredness, and you can journal on them for the self-awareness part, because it helps you. When you are self-centered in a way, the voices of the outside will become quiet. And when you are more focused on yourself, you don't have a lot of time to be focused on what other people think of you. So that is why I want you to become more self-centered. And even in different situations, always ask yourself, does this make me feel good? Do I want to be here? How does this make me feel? And be more in tune with yourself. Because I remember when I was really insecure and really shy, I was always thinking about other people. Will other people like me? What do they think about me? Am I behaving weird? What did they think about that thing I said? You know, all of those things. I was always focused on the thoughts of other people about me. And one, you can't know what other people think. You will never truly know what other people think. Even if they tell you some parts, you will never truly know what goes on in somebody else's head. Somebody can be hating on you, and at the same time, they're just jealous and insecure. They wish they had your, you know, your charm, your humor, your hair, your eyes, whatever it is they're making you feel bad about. At the same time, they could just be insecure and they could just be jealous and they could just be like, I wish I was this way. I wish I was this funny or intelligent or beautiful or whatever it is. So even if people tell you parts of what they think, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it does not matter what people tell you, because you will never know their true intentions, and it will change nothing about you or their life if you act accordingly to what other people think of you. So that is why I want you to get more self-centered. Focus on your likes and dislikes. Focus on what makes you feel good. That is something that also really helped me getting into routine, a morning routine, an evening routine. And I don't want you to be rigid with this, because I remember when I started doing this, I became very rigid with myself. And I thought, you know, I need to do this every morning correctly, and I need to do this every night correctly. And then I started to become really hard on myself if I didn't do it. You know, perfectionism, hello. But that is not what this is about. It is all about what makes you feel good. So if you feel good having some quiet time before going to bed, then do that for you. I know for me, I started meditating every night before I go to sleep because it makes me feel good. It helps me get rid of, you know, all of the energies over the day. It helps me calm myself and center myself. So that is a routine that I do every night. And I will just miss one night just to stay in that routine of, you know, meditating. And it truly helped me. It calms me down. It is a great way for me to fall asleep. So if that's something that helps you, just experiment with different routines and things that might help you be more in tune with yourself, be more present with yourself, and that make you feel more comfortable and centered within yourself. So look at what routines make you feel good and how do you like spending your time. I definitely recommend creating, you know, date nights or just dates with yourself. And if at first you don't feel comfortable going outside to a restaurant and go eat, that it's not comfortable for you, that's fine. If you just go on a walk with yourself, or you do a really nice spa day where you do like a hair mask and a face mask and you read or you dance or whatever makes you feel good and how you like spending your time, that is what I want you to plan into your week weekly. I would love if you could do it weekly, whatever works for you, but I definitely recommend weekly, especially at the beginning when you become more committed to yourself. You will gain security and confidence, because when you keep commitments to yourself, that will help you to gain more confidence in your power and in your inner strength. So just really get into that self-centered part, you know, get self-centered. That is all I want you to do. And it might sound crazy, but it is very important for confidence. And like I said, also the question I want you to really get deeper on is, how do you want to be loved? You know, there are the love languages, which are like words of affirmation, touch, spending time, all of those acts of service. And I realized for me, it's words of affirmations at number one. But at the same time, I want to be loved in every love language. I want to be loved in all of the ways. So that is why I started getting into having something, having, you know, an intentional love time, I would call it, where I use every love language and love myself in that way. So for affirmations, I have a self-worth affirmations bundle, which I will link in the description, and I play that. Those are the affirmations that I use on myself, and I will play those affirmations, and I will give myself that reassurance and that validation. So I will do words of affirmations to myself, and I will cook myself a nice meal because that's acts of service to me. Or I will get myself that beautiful outfit because that is a gift to myself. And I'll spend time alone reading, or like I said, having a little spa day. Those are the things where I love myself in every love language. And those, like I said, they will help you become more secure with yourself, because you spend time with yourself, you get to know yourself, and you will be so focused on loving yourself and being good to you that when somebody else isn't good to you, you are like, what are you doing? Who are you? Like, I don't need this. I love myself in every love language. So that is what I want you to do. Spend more intentional time with yourself, and also be more intentional of how and with who you spend your time with. Really focus on how you can enhance the things that you love about yourself. So realize what you truly like about yourself and empower yourself daily in those ways. One thing I really did, the affirmations are a daily thing for me. They help me. I just have them playing on, you know, if I do some work. Affirmations are a great way to incorporate words of affirmations into your life. And then, like I said, for the other love languages, it's like buying yourself something nice or spending time in nature if you like doing that. Really spending more intentional time with yourself. And the last part is delusion. And I still put it in here because I know that at first, being confident can feel like you're being delusional. You might feel like you are a fraud, and you might question if you can just change like that. Like, I can't just become confident. Like, I'm not that person. And that is where you are wrong. You can change like that, and you can become a confident person. And it might take practice, and that is okay. And confidence is truly just reprogramming and practice. So it is getting to know yourself, it is being more self-centered, and it is being delusional. It is being, you know, pretending to be confident in situations where you might not feel confident, where you're like, okay, if I was confident, how would that version of me act? And then do that. Act like the version of you who is like confident. And I love combining the use of affirmations and daily practices of doing something that scares you. I remember I was really scared of going up to people and, you know, asking for the number or making friends with people. And when I realized that I had this thing, I just did it. And, you know, it is so freeing. When you do things that scare you, you can start small. You can start really small. You can start with going out by yourself, sitting in a restaurant. You can start by talking to the barista for a minute or two, or, you know, like little things, and those will help you build confidence. So just know that being confident might feel like being delusional at first, and that is completely okay. Really go into that delusion and really go ham and crazy with how would I act if I was really, really confident? What would I do in that situation? And I always say, like, wear your confidence like your favorite piece of jewelry. You can put on your confidence like a piece of clothing or jewelry. You can be like, okay, I will be confident today. Like, I am confident in what I do. I'm confident in what I want to say. I am that way. And even if your voice shakes at the beginning, just stop giving a fuck. I know it might sound like, how do I stop giving a fuck? It is with practice. It is with doing it over and over again. So that is really what I want you to learn. And of course, before we end this, I want you to remember to, of course, speak lovingly to and about yourself. Because when you stop talking badly about yourself, it will raise your confidence immensely, and it will erase those doubts faster than anything on this earth. So that is what I want you to also really get into. When you start practicing your confidence and when you feel like you're delusional, really cut out the negative self-talk and replace it with affirmations, replace it with loving words, replace it with journaling and just journaling about your feelings. If you're feeling insecure and unlovable a day, just journal about it. Journal, let all of your feelings out. It is not about repressing those feelings, and just sit with them and accept them. But stop automatically going to that assumption that you are not a great person or that you are not deserving of the things that you want. Realize that you can sit and accept insecurities and still be a confident, deserving, and worthy person as you are. And I promise you, combine all of these three things and you will start to wonder how there was ever a time where you weren't deeply confident. Like, when you combine the self-awareness, the self-centeredness, and a little bit of delusion, you will love yourself wholeheartedly. So just go out there, be confident, be loving to yourself, and I'm so excited to see you next week. Bye!